Okay, we're back on the broadcast record, 12:07 p.m. Mr. Martin is still on the stand. Off the record, we cover the trade secret questions from the commissioners and council. Mr. Simpson, any redirect for Mr. Martin?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Armstrong?
Nothing further.
Okay. Mr. Pelham?
No, Your Honor.
Commissioners, Commissioner Krosius?
No, Your Honor.
Commissioner Fedorchuk?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Cressman? Okay.
As a system planner, how big does a customer have to be before you think they should be allowed to choose their energy source and not be a dispatchable customer as opposed to all the rest of us who can't?
Sure. So I don't know that we discriminate. I mean, we have Renewable Connect. We have a Renewable Connect program in Minnesota that allows individual residential subscribers to sign up and you know, have all of their energy covered with renewables on an annual basis, similar to what Google's doing. So I think we're allowing small customers to participate in these types of programs as well.
Could everyone?
Potentially, I think there's a limit that we get to at some point. And again, where we've introduced the need for firm dispatchable, ultimately, we're responsible for reliability. Yes, we think we can integrate a lot more renewables into our system, but we also need to have dispatchable resources available as well. So I think there's a balance. You know, I don't know where the tipping point's going to be in the future, but hopefully we can educate customers and demonstrate to them that it's necessary for us to have thermal resources on our system to help balance around the renewables.
No other questions. Thank you.
Okay. Any follow-up to that?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Martin may be excused. Council, it's about 10 after 12. What do we want to do as far as a lunch break, commissioners? 1 o'clock going to be okay? 1:15. Okay. 1:15. We will be off the record until 1:15.